The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Redo Number One. This is the first time we had a little breakdown around our intro, so we're getting back to the start of things. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for rolling with the liveness of our live show. And here we go. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Is it working? I'm not hearing it. No. Who knows? Come on, headphones. Anyway, here we are with our show. The only show for H2O you're listening to on So It Flows. We are having a little bit of a tech issue. Not too sure why it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. But no worries. We're going to see if our song list is going to work for what we want it to work for. We have a great show. We have an awesome guest today, Mary Beth Mitz. And she's actually running for state rep in District 3 as an independent. And she'll be talking a little bit about her views on some of the water issues happening in our neighborhood. First up, we got a little snow house. Singing Who's a Tonic. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Little did I expect.
You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I must apologize. I take responsibility in the beginning where I said tech issues. They were my tech issues. They weren't studio tech issues. They were my tech issues. It happened to be that where I was playing from, which is called my computer. Some of the music we couldn't hear. And maybe you couldn't hear, or maybe you could hear, but at least in my headphones, I couldn't hear. Reason for that was I had my output at a very low level. So Now the output is at the proper level, and thank you everybody for coming to check here at WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Everybody came rushing in, helping out, so hats off to all the tech folks here, David Cachet and a few others, so thanks for all of that. And so it flows, the only show for H2O, straight from the Berkshires, bringing on some serious water consciousness here and around the world via podcast. So check for And So It Flows on your favorite podcast platforms. Definitely Apple, definitely YouTube Music, definitely several other places. Just keep searching, keep loving it, keep subscribing. Pittsfield happens to be the center of Berkshire County, the lifeblood, and water is one of the lifebloods. We heard Water of Love by Dire Straits off the Dire Straits album. That was second tune up, and the first tune was Housatonic by Snowhouse off They Don't End Pretty album, a local band that has disappeared. I don't know where they are, but great song about the Housatonic. Super psyched that today we're going to have a great guest, Mary Beth Mitz, who is going to be with us second half of the show. And you want to just say a quick hi, Mary Beth, to our water-loving listeners around the world?
Sure. How you doing, everybody? Okay. Glad to be here with you, Leslie.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining the show. She'll be with us the second half of the show to kind of give us a sense of why is she running for the state rep seat, the third district, I believe, and what's important in the area of water and other areas that she's running on. So super psyched that she's going to be sharing that with us today. A little bit of water news. This is more like local, because everything is local when it comes to water. Not everything, but a lot of things. Especially in the village of Housatonic, the Great Barrington Board of Health officially serves Housatonic Water Works, which is a private company serving Housatonic, the village of Housatonic, with water, with an order to correct. What is this? As per the order to correct, representatives from Housatonic Water Works are required to appear at the next regularly scheduled Board of Health meeting, which is set for Thursday, the day after tomorrow, September 5th. And this was from the Berkshire Edge, Great Barrington. On August 22nd, the town's Board of Health approved an order to correct for the Housatonic Water Works. The order has been issued through the Massachusetts General Law Chapter 111, Public Health under Section 122, regulations relative to nuisances, examinations, and Section 123, abatement of nuisance by the owner, penalty. While the Berkshire Edge requested a copy of the order during August 22nd meeting, Health Agent Rebecca Jursik wrote in an email on August 23rd that she would not be able to make the order public until the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office served the order to the company. In an email on August 29th, Jursik wrote that the company has been served with the order to correct, and she sent a copy to the Berkshire Edge. As per the order, Housatonic Water Works is required to regularly test the supply for contaminants, including bacteria, chemicals, and other harmful substances. Housatonic Water Works must also ensure that the water it supplies meets or exceeds standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency and the state's Department of Environmental Protection, also known as MassDEP, at the Board of Health public hearing on August 15th, Housatonic Water Works Treasurer James Mercer and company attorney Robert Cox argued that the company already conducts regular testing and it follows EPA and MassDEP regulations. The company must also provide customers within Great Barrington with an alternative supply of safe potable water through the distribution and supply of bottled water in containers larger than single-use containers daily at the company's expense. The water supply must be equal to or no greater than 1.5 gallons per day per inhabitant in each household. The Board of Health deems a violation as to any one household on any day to be a separate violation subject to a separate penalty for each such household. As per the order to correct, representatives from Housatonic Water Works are required to appear at the next regularly scheduled Board of Health meeting, which is set for Thursday. This is the day after tomorrow, September 5th. However, the order states that Housatonic Water Works has a right to appeal within 7 days of the issuance of the order. The copy of the order can be found at a link at Berkshire Edge, so just look for that. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Here's a little something from Creedence Clearwater Revival, singing perhaps about a river near us, but it is a great song called Green River. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
I went to the water's edge.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And some of that music comes straight off a Spotify playlist put together by yours truly. It's called also And So It Flows. Go to Spotify and save it. It's all water songs, so you can connect to water in your own special way. Super psyched to be with Mary Beth Mitch. She's going to come on in just a couple of minutes. You just heard Water's Edge by Cyndi Lauper, a true song of actual love and being surrounded and being held. And water has that sense. You get to be held by water, you know, hugged and tenderness and all that. And before that, we had a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival singing a song called Green River, which is a river in Massachusetts. However, this river that they were singing of, according to John Fogerty, was actually a more of a bayou vibe. And it's actually about the Green River as he named it. It was actually called Poutah Creek by Winters, California. It wasn't called the Green River itself. So those folks who actually think the Green River was sung about the Green River here in Massachusetts, it's just not about us all the time, unfortunately. But it is a cool song. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Here's a great water poem by Ed Bach Lee, Water in Love. How to love like water loves when it's impossible to even taste all the ghostly sediments each time you take a sip. Impossible to savor the salt in your blood, the light and the island shorelines in each living cell. Even when the plainest mouthful tastes more of you than you think of it. Sweetest of absences that freeze in wave after wave, debris of thought like the dead, the drowned, and the vanished, and yet sails your lips on a voyage towards another's plying. All luck and regret, worship, splash, guzzle, or forget, it clears any difference, stone washer and mountain dissolver, that will outlive us, even the memory of all any eyes touch, wasp and cactus in the desert, comet through outer space, sleep among the cloud shepherd's children, a love so perpetually current, it doesn't care that you love, without even knowing you love, what you couldn't survive 3 days without. How to love like that wild dream sparkler and meticulous architect of every snowflake, wise, ebullient, and generous as the rain, deepest of miracles from a time borrowing and replenishing a self overflowing with fate. And that was by Ed Bach Lee. Thanks for you. Water in Love. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And I'm super excited, super, super excited. And the whole third district of Massachusetts, of which we are in, wants to be excited about the possibility of having a representative. Today actually is a primary day, and a couple of folks are running, Leigh Davis and Patrick White, both running on a Democratic line. And we have another candidate running as an independent, and there are no primaries, so your race starts just about today. So thanks for joining us. We're with Mary Beth Mitz. Mary Beth is running as an independent for state rep in the Massachusetts House of, I guess it's called Representatives. I'm a New Yorker, so what do I know? And the bottom line is you're with us, and thank you for being with us. Super psyched to have you here. Why don't you say hello?
Sure. Nice to be here, Leslie. Thanks for the invitation. And I'm just going to offer a quick addendum to what you stated. Jamie Manassi's also running for the Democratic primary today.
Oh, Jamie.
There are three candidates going for the Democratic nomination the 3rd Berkshire District.
Okay. That's really great to know. Thanks for that correction. So tell people a little bit about you. Tell our water-loving listeners around the world, you know, here in the Berkshires and everywhere this podcast goes.
Sure, sure. So I've been a select board member in the town of Lenox now for 6 years. I'm in my second term. Before that, I was on the Lenox School Committee for 9 years, and I have about 7 years of federal experience. At the beginning of my career, I started as a presidential management intern with HUD in Washington, D.C. So I have a lot of experience in community housing and development. Housing's really close to my heart. It's very important because everybody needs a home. Everybody needs a place so they can lay their head at night and feel safe and well protected. So I think that issue and our roads, bridges, culverts through which all of our water flows here in the 3rd Berkshire District, those are very important pieces of the puzzle too, as well as the quality and care of our water.
That's great. And thanks. Where exactly does the 3rd District cover? What towns does it cover?
So there was a recent reorganization of districts based on population after the 2020 census. And there are 18 towns encompass Dalton, that's the northernmost point, which is connected to Washington and Lenox. And then everything, all the towns south to the Connecticut border, everything west to the New York state line, and many towns east to the Hampshire and Hamden districts.
So Pittsfield's not part of it.
Pittsfield has its own representative in Tricia Farley Bouvier.
Okay, gotcha. So as you're, I mean, those are all the towns surrounding Pittsfield, and I would think that, you know, you're currently in what I would call neutral territory, since our studios are right here in Pittsfield. So let's be straight around. One of the things regarding water is Berkshire County has been really, while it's extraordinarily bucolic and it's a lot of beauty and love and passion and culture and tourism, and it's really a vibrant area, quite a vibrant area.
All those good things.
And one of the areas that it has been impacted with over time is water. And not so much the lack of it. There's quite a lot of it. But the Housatonic River that runs through it has been dealing with issues that with one of the oldest, what I call Forever Chemicals, the OG of Forever Chemicals, PCBs.
Right.
What can the state do to like, what kind of power can a state rep bring to not just address those issues? It's one thing to feel bad about it. It's another thing to, like,
address it.
Right. Like, what can be done? What do you think a government has access to do?
So GE has, entered into a rest of river agreement with the 5 towns and the city of Pittsfield, which was severely impacted with PCBs through the GE's activities with the transformer plants. And the rest of river agreement, there's a consent decree reached in 2020 that is going to be followed up, and it's going to be incumbent upon the next state rep to really hold GE's feet to the fire in meeting all the requirements of that consent decree and the cleanup of the Housatonic River. So along with EPA and Mass DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, there will be a cleanup of the reaches that go from the initial cleanup that's occurred in Pittsfield down to the state of Connecticut. And we're going to have quality of life plans that have presented themselves already. There's a redo of the quality of life plan that was provided to the 5 towns of the rest of river communities that we're expecting in mid-October. And it's incumbent upon the towns as well as the citizenry to read these quality of life plans, provide feedback to the EPA and to GE to make sure that when they do the cleanup, it's done in the safest manner possible with the least impact to human health and the health of animals in the surrounding area.
Yeah. You know, the health of the animals, health of the people, and you know, the thing around the water, it goes more than just this big PCB issue. It goes to some of the news that I was reading earlier, some of the water news that we read oftentimes national, international, you know, sometimes in the cosmos regarding water, like finding water on the moon. But this one, the village of Housatonic, which is in the district, the third district.
Indeed.
Has been dealing with water issues for a couple of years, in which they were, number one, getting brown water of manganese or some kind of residue or mineral.
Right, yeah. Manganese causes yellow and brown residue to be in larger, medium concentrations in the water. And they're also testing for haloacetic acid, which is a potential byproduct of chlorine treatment of water.
Yeah,
and it's potentially carcinogenic.
Yeah, it is actually quite carcinogenic, as well as I think maybe even trihalomethanes are found there as well, which
exactly.
are also basically chlorine attaches to some vegetative organic matter and then turns into these little cancer clusters. Not maybe in an area, but like you can actually track the history between chlorine use and cancer in the United States quite a bit. It's only now that the Department of Health is doing something about it, you know, and thanks for coming to the table, Department of Health. What kind of things, you know, if you're running for office, I've run
yes.
for office prior in previous, like in, when I was living in a different town in New York. What is it like when you see that we're doing things overseas, spending money on things that we may or may not have to do, but we can't get water to people?
Well, it's incumbent upon local government when they see these things happening to try to address those. The local board of health got involved in Housatonic, and that's terrific because they've brought more attention to the subject, getting this current order so that the company that's providing the water has to provide fresh water to households. And if they don't, and if they don't comply with testing and the testing doesn't turn out well, there are going to be fines of up to $1,000 a day. Those are ways in which the Board of Health is trying to attack this problem so that the company that owns this public utility is brought more into focus to cope with the situation and help the residents of Housatonic, West Stockbridge, and Stockbridge. There are over 750 households that are affected by this and have been affected by this. So the ways in which I believe this company could address this is either by, and there has been an order to try to increase the rates that water ratepayers are paying, which tend to be exorbitant. They could go ahead and try to look for state and federal grant monies to try to develop better utility so that the water will be clean, the water will be clear, or they could issue debt financing in order to get more money behind increasing and improving the assets to provide clean water for folks. Mm-hmm. So there's three different financial mechanisms that this public utility could use. And, you know, now the Board of Health is really putting their feet to the fire to get them to fix the issue.
Yeah, it could very well be that it's an infrastructure issue, meaning the pipes could be super old. The delivery system could be super old.
It's probably a combination of a lot of things.
Hasn't been invested in to really build up the infrastructure.
Yeah, much of the infrastructure within the Berkshires is aging, and about 70 years ago, the federal government was much more active in providing money for wastewater treatment plants, you know, water development, water plants for public utility, and there were federal loan programs available to help with developing these programs. those still exist through the USDA. There are federal low interest federal loan programs that folks could go to. The town of Lenox right now is refurbishing our wastewater treatment plant, and we're getting a low interest USDA loan. We're also working with trying to get some grant funds from the state and federal government through the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Act.
Does the state actually have a water, you know, maybe whatever you want to call it, a rainy day fund or an infrastructure fund for water infrastructure or water delivery?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what that fund would be, but they would receive funds through the federal government specifically for small cities within the state. And that would be like the town of Lenox or the village of Housatonic through Great Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
So those funds would be available coming through the state, usually from the federal government. But there are mechanisms out there to improve infrastructure. It's just a matter of having the political will to sit down, look at your public utility, look at it and say, wow, we've really got to do something about this. It's important that people have water, clean drinking water, clean water to clean your clothes with, clean water to go about your business in everyday life so that you're not contaminating yourself or your family.
Yeah, it's within the preamble of the Constitution to, you know, provide for the common, you know,
provide for the common good. Yes,
common
indeed.
Good, and also, you know, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, of which without water is not available.
True.
And, you know, just thanks for going back and forth. What other issues do you think the third district, besides water and besides, you know, really revitalizing our environment, what other issues do you think the third district needs to deal with?
I think we really need to focus on increasing the supply of affordable housing, just increasing the supply of housing generally. We do have some lovely older homes. There are programs available that many jurisdictions are taking advantage of right now to improve and preserve existing housing stock, but we need more housing stock. We've got some issues right now with a lot of investor owners that own homes that are maybe being rented as Airbnbs. There are various towns that have bylaws in place that are trying to control the amount of time that those can be rented, so that perhaps investor owners don't find it as lucrative to own these homes and to only rent them for, say, 3 months out of the year. But building more affordable housing is incredibly necessary. And I've been very active in a push to develop more rental housing opportunities in the town of Lenox. We have Canyon Ranch and Miraval, which are two very large resorts in the town of Lenox that are served by, you know, many people who are either wait staff or housekeeping staff, people who provide services as, you know, manicurists, pedicurists, hairstylists, work in the kitchens. Those people are traveling great distances right now to come and work in these resorts when I think it would be best if they could live locally and, you know, have options with regard to regional transportation that could get them to work more quickly. So developing affordable housing, there's a 65-unit project that's going up right now in the town of Lenox. We have another 68-unit project that's currently in a funding round with the state of Massachusetts. So we hope to have 133 new units so that people can move there with their families. They can bring their kids to our school systems. We don't have a lot of kids in our school district now. We're letting about 45% of our classes are filled with children from other districts just in order to fill our classrooms because we have marginal space. So it would be great to have more people in town, to have more kids grow up in our district, grow up in our town. Then they'd be able to serve in the restaurants, serve with the merchants, be able to help folks in the summertime, to be those people who fill out the merchant class within town to help when all the tourists come.
Or come up with the
brand new idea that makes them millions of dollars.
Exactly.
You know, and grow the next big thing.
We are the Lennox Millionaires, after all.
Yeah, Lennox is very proud of their Gilded Age.
Yes.
Very, very proud, and they should be. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. If you actually are just tuning in, we're having a great interview with Mary Beth Mitz, independent candidate for Berkshire 3rd District in the House of Representatives on Beacon Hill.
That's right, Leslie. I'll only be on the ballot on November 5th.
November 5th. So if you're looking for her today, you can write her in, but you're going to have to wait till November 5th to actually do the real vote for her. And just thanks for being here. Now, a piece about the housing and a piece about going back to the water itself. So around housing, and you also touched a little on transportation, but let's talk right. Housing. One of the things that I have found living and growing up in communities when I was growing up, and you know, I was in latte liberal land. I mean, that's how I was brought up. I you know, our family was doing really well, and one of the things I have found is it's like a not in my backyard space sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. So you have maybe the need to get green energy, but don't put a windmill on my front lawn, or don't put housing in. Are you getting any pushback
sure.
in your work around housing? And
absolutely.
Then what kind of pushback do you get?
So this 65-unit project that we just cited was supposed to be sited in another area of town, but it abutted homeowners in a very recently developed neighborhood. There was a piece of land the town owned that the town was going to put these homes on, but the local neighbors made sure that the land transfer didn't occur at town meeting. So the developer went ahead, found their own piece of land, thankfully on a major transportation corridor on Route 7 and 20. That will help people if they don't have cars and they move to this particular area. They're going to be on a major bus route for BRTA, which is fantastic. They'll be able to easily catch a BRTA bus, get to the grocery stores, get to their jobs. It should be really terrific. But we do have a regional transportation issue with the other small towns, with Otis and Sandusfield and New Marlborough and Monterey. So there needs to be more smaller offerings as far as regional transportation goes. We don't need to have buses going into Otis and Sandusfield, but we need a connector. We need small vans or cars that are able to take older folks to their doctor's appointments for people who don't necessarily own cars but live in these areas and need to get to their doctors, need to get to a grocery store. So those are things that we want to continue to work on. The Tri-Town Connector is working very well in Great Barrington. That's a new program that's just been in existence for the last year. And it would be great if we could grow that and move it out to Sandusfield and Otis and down into Mount Washington
and Beckett.
And Beckett, and
those areas
like that.
Where exactly. It's really sparse when it comes to any kind of public transportation because there is none.
True.
Now, when we get back to water, one of the things that I was paying attention to was part of the rest of river agreement. Some of this may have been corrected in which towns were given sums of money, organizations
right.
were giving sums of money as a way to play one town against another. Like, we got our money. What do you think? Do you think that was a good agreement? A bad agreement? Or where do you stand? Should it be revised completely and revisited for what it provides? Some people say that it really was pennies on the dollar of what was actually required.
Well, so in regard to that, I think that those funds should be used specifically for redeveloping the areas that are going to be impacted along the river. It's my understanding that, you know, these funds cannot be spent at all without a town meeting vote. So the town will have a lot of input. Every town will have a lot of input into how that money is expended.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know in the town of Lenox, our wood pond is going to be seriously impacted. That's a major, it's along a major industrial corridor. Our industrial section lays right along wood pond, and it's going to take several years for that to be cleaned up. And when the after the cleanup occurs, we're going to be left with hopefully a more clean riverfront area, and we're going to need to redevelop that. So we're going to be having focus groups to discuss with members of our community what they'd like to see happen at the riverfront,
mm-hmm.
how they'd like to see those funds expended, because those funds belong to the taxpayers. They belong to the town, and the townspeople will be the ones deciding how they become expended.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a nice conversation, a long conversation. We only have a minute left for this talk, and you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, having a conversation with Berkshire Third Rep, independent candidate for Third Rep, and is just excited. They got a minute here. How can people communicate with you or
Great.
Get involved?
Thanks, Leslie. I'd love to have people go to my website, www.mitts4staterep.com. You can see more about my platform, the things that I believe in, everything from civil engagement, the importance of people still volunteering in their communities, helping everybody out, and the importance of infrastructure, housing, mental health services, and equality and justice for all.
And that's great. And I met Mary Beth at there was a pancake breakfast for the Lenox High School team.
The basketball team.
And you may also want to send her a quick email or through her website and just say, what about your incredible maple syrup? Because she has some incredible maple syrup.
I brought some maple syrup, and Leslie and I shared some that day, and we're hoping to make a pretty good batch this winter as well.
Okay, great. So just again, thanks for being with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got some more water music coming your way. Let's see what we're going to be playing here. We have, this is a cool little song from Veggie Tales, the Water Buffaloes song. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
It's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. So without further ado, Silly Songs with Laddie.
The Water Buffalo Song. Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. I took my buffalo to the store. Got his head stuck in the door. Spilled some lima beans on the floor. Oh, everybody got a...
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not have a water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly.
My kids used to watch this.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Everybody got a baby kangaroo. Yours is pink, but mine is blue. Hers was small.
The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Cabbage Down. Boilin' Cabbage Down, down, turn them old peaks brown. The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Cabbage Down.
Jack took Jill way up the hill where he thought no one could reach her. But Jack came down with a broken crown. Jill was a judo teacher.
Boilin' Cabbage Down, down, turn them old peaks brown.
The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Kimmage Down. Diggery, diggery, dock, the mice ran up the clock. The clock struck one, but the other one got off with minor injuries. Boilin' Kimmage Down, down, turn him over, kicks brown. The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Kimmage Down. He really is a jerk. He backed into the grinder and got a little behind in his work. Boilin' Kimmage Down, down, turn him old kicks brown. The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Kimmage Down. Boilin' Kimmage Down, down, turn him old kicks brown. The only song that I can sing is Boilin' Kimmage
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you. Thanks for taking the time to love your water here at WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Available also on any and all podcast platforms. Just go check for And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And what do we got here? It's going to be the end of our show, so stay tuned. Come back next week, next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And super psyched to be with you and loving your water.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.